Washburn here. And that moment we've been waiting for has finally fucking arrived. Bossy Power Bottom Wear is now officially live on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com for purchase. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. Want to know more? Go to RonnieWashburn.com now. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Wear.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The following is brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. How exactly would I define my life? Well, I am that bottom that loves to eat ass too. But I also love to be that honorary cum dump while being a popper sommelier while looking for my next gay walk of shame. But I also seek out that hot jock top energy while I am taking my kids to a drag show instead of a church. But also, I am that bossy power bottom. So if you want to know what I mean by this definition, just listen to all the things that I'm about to tell you now. Of this recording. It is currently the very beginning part of May. And what that means is we are just mere weeks away from June, which, by the way, is Pride Month. And I am so excited, you guys. I love Pride Month more than life itself. Pride Month, to me, is even bigger of a deal than Christmas or even my own birthday. I literally spend all month long taking time off work, basically going to like house parties, circuit parties, friend gatherings, brunches, events where you have to show face, all of it. I just love any excuse to celebrate my pride. So on that note, I have a question for all of you out there. What are you wearing for pride this year? Well, I've got you covered. So here's the deal. Backstory, in 2022, I created a merch line for this very show entitled Bossy Power Bottom Wear, which was, by the way, a gay lifestyle and clothing merch line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. And if you want to know more, just listen to the rest of this episode because I've got big news. After 2 years, I have decided to take this merch line, which I feel, by the way, I have completely like thought outside the box and like not done what everybody else does out in the podcast world and just create some fucking lame t-shirt with their logo and maybe their face and shit. No, I won't do that. I would never buy that. So why would I create any of that? I decided to take catchphrases, things that I brought up on a regular basis, or some of the most epic and iconic stories that I've ever talked about on the show, and showcase all of that in designs that I have hand created for the line itself. And the idea is like Pride Festival wear. When you're walking down that Pride parade and you see that guy across the way and he's wearing that t-shirt that just catches your eye with the most iconic saying of all time. That is where my mind went, and that's what I did. And you guys, it has been very fucking successful. But after 2 years, I decided to renovate, to give it a facelift, to create what, or okay, so listen, I just put into it what I call the breath of life. I took the original concept, which, by the way, back then I didn't really know what I was doing, and it did really well, but I knew I had something, so I just expanded on that. And I decided to reinvent the entire collection, and I'm about to announce to all of you out there the newest, updated version of Bossy Power Bottom Wear. So sit back, relax, put on that condom, or pop your prep pill, and let's explore all the ins and outs of Bossy Power Bottom Wear 2.0 in all its gay glory. You are now listening to My Gay Exposé Podcast, a show that unperfectly describes what it's like when life has you fucked in the head while being fucked from behind. I'm Ronnie Washburn, a writer, LGBTQ plus community activist, self-proclaimed, messy, loud-mouthed, and somewhat semi-passable podcast host. Bopper sommelier, porn star, fluffer in training, and local San Francisco bossy power bottom that just so happens to be on the left of you on your grinder grid. And this is My Gay Exposé Podcast. Ronnie Washburn here. And welcome back to the show that really just wears that t-shirt that tells you that your boyfriend sent me nudes on Grindr. Want to know more? Well, you're about to find out what exactly that might mean. So on this week's expose, I'm going to update all of you out there on the new 2.0, newly renovated Bossy Power Bottom Wear line. And you guys, I am so fucking excited because not only did I take the old designs and do, like what I said before, breathe a breath of life into them, but I also did a really creative concept that I'm so fucking proud of, and I'm just going to tell you all about it this week. But because I want to go over every single one of the pieces individually and give you all of their backstories as to why they exist in this collection, no re-expose and no your gay expose. First, let's just hop in, get to the nitty-gritty of all of it, and find out exactly why Bossy Power Bottom Wear is that gay clothing line that you need in your life. And if you want to know more, you'll hang tight for the end of this expose, because there's a big twist at the end.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, That's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, you guys, listen. I wanted to take this quick time out to ask you for a huge favor. I need all of you right now in this moment to go over to Apple Podcasts and click 5 stars. This helps us in the podcast world out so much more than you will ever know. It actually gets us to that trajectory that we're actually already on our way to just a little bit faster, and it makes things start happening. I really just need your help. Please, if you wouldn't mind, just go to Apple Podcasts, click 5 stars. And if you don't want to click 5 stars, just, well, keep that click to yourself. But you can also rate 5 stars on Spotify too. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, please, I need your help. Click 5 stars and allow my gay expose podcast to get to that next best thing. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing merch line that unapologetically and inappropriately describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. And honestly, all of these pieces are hand-created by myself. I designed each one individually. By the way, I'm so fucking proud of that. The fact that, like, you guys are buying shit that I hand-designed, that just fills my fucking heart with joy. But all the looks that are showcased on this website are original designs that are inspired by my gay expose podcast and or the life experiences of Ronnie Washburn. And here's the thing, you guys. So again, like I kind of touched on before in the intro, the idea for Bossy Power Bottom Wear was that I did want to create a merch line, obviously, to sort of generate income for the show. You know, in this time frame, 2022, the show was taking off. Things were going really well. It was super exciting. I was, you know, getting all this attention. And I just felt like, you know, the amount of money I was making at the beginning wasn't, you know, that great. So I thought that I would bump up that amount of money by creating my very own merch line. I poured my heart, soul, blood, sweat, tears, money, all of it into this merch line, created a concept, and pretty much the entire concept basically is just what I said. A gay lifestyle and clothing merch line that has the most crazy and outlandish sayings of all time. Think Pride Festival wear. That was like the vibe I was going for. You know, just envision yourself walking through that Pride Parade Festival and, you know, you're watching what everybody's wearing and you see that crazy, like, outlandish saying on somebody's t-shirt. And, you know, I always would just see those sayings on those t-shirts and just think to myself, I can do something better. And again, you know, tying into that concept and understanding that, like most podcasters out there who reach some sort of success, actually do create their own merch line. And usually it's just like, you know, their name or the name of the show or the logo of the show or whatever. Again, I'll say it, you know, I said it before, I'll say it again. I am obsessed with multiple podcasts and they all have merch lines and they all do the same exact thing where they basically have their fucking logo or their name or faces of each of the cast mates, whatever. And I'm so sorry. I'm never going to buy that shit. So I tried to think outside the box and think of something that I could come up with that would be a little bit different. You know, I went to college for business management and marketing with a specific focus on like advertisement. And I've always had an eye for creative design and
creating shit is just something that gives me fucking life. Like, hello, obviously this entire show created the concept, created like all everything about it. And I literally wouldn't have it any other way. And truthfully, the fact that this show has blown the fuck up and reached heights of success and, you know, charted and all the things, I just, it brings me so much fucking joy to know that something that I literally created in 2020 while bored in lockdown just blew the fuck up in my face and people actually love it. It just, I didn't know how to take it originally. And so I just felt it was high time that I created a merch line that showcased the shit that I talk about on this show on a regular basis. So, you know, you guys, listen, I started in 2022. It's been doing pretty well, but I just decided this like last couple of months, it's time for a facelift, a renovation, a update, so to speak. So I completely rebranded all of that shit. I recreated the Bossy Power Bottom Wear logo. I just, everything that I created originally is completely different than it was before. So I'm going to go over each and every one of the pieces individually and just let all of you out there know exactly what you're getting yourself into when you make a purchase for this line. And before we get there, R-A-O-N-I, washburn.com. Once again, R-A-O-N-I-W-A-S-H-B-U-R-N.com. And you will find the newly renovated and updated Bossy Power Bottom Wear line. Not only did I take away some pieces that really weren't doing well and maybe added some pieces that I felt would be something that would catch people's eye, but I also created a different font, a different look, a different vibe. I put color into some of the designs, which before I only dabbled in black and white. This time, bitch, this shit screams fucking pride. And I'm about to tell you all the reasons why right now. Let's move on to the very first piece. And I'll actually explain why this is a piece on the line and what it actually means to my gay expose podcast and Ronnie Washburn. So the first piece is called Looking for My Next Gay Walk of Shame. And as you all know, gay walk of shame is a phrase that I actually trademarked. So for all of you bitches out there that are trying to steal that, you can't, fully trademark. But also, the reason why I trademarked it was because that's actually going to be the title of my upcoming book, coming soon, entitled Gay Walk of Shame. But in the book itself, the whole storyline, it really has a lot to do with like San Francisco hookup culture and dating and all of it. And so when I was doing my very epic and iconic Gay Walk of Shame era, is what I'd like to call it, I literally would... Basically, it would be me waking up the next day, not remembering the night before, not knowing who the guy was next to me, not knowing where my wallet was. My phone's dead. I have got to get out of there. I have no idea what time it is, what day it is, when I have to be at work, all of it. And what I used to do was I would stick my head out the window or just look out the window, no matter where the house was, some kind of like face of the house would somehow show me the Sutro Tower. Now, when I first moved to San Francisco and when I was first doing that Gay Walk of Shame era moment, I always looked to the Sutro Tower to guide me home because I lived in the Castro. And so no matter where I ended up, no matter where I was, no matter where an Uber took me in a drunken stupor to go hook up with some guy on Grindr, I knew that if I followed the Sutro Tower, that eventually I would get home, no matter how hungover I was, no matter how maybe still drunk I was, no matter what, I knew that I was going to get home by following that Sutro Tower. And I'm not going to say any more than that because there's a big piece of that that will be revealed in my book. But long story short, the first piece is called The Looking for My Next Gay Walk of Shame. And it has like a Sutro Tower design that I hand created. And basically it's just that. Done in a hoodie and a t-shirt, looking for my next gay walk of shame. gay walk of shame. The next piece, you guys, listen, I did this whole like rainbow thing this time. I didn't do that last time. Again, I just like, as I stated before, I just did like black and white lettering. And then it was like multiple colored t-shirts. This time I decided to limit the amount of colors on the t-shirts and actually get the color pop in the designs themselves. So for red, I have that hot jock top energy. And basically on the t-shirt, it's in red, hot jock top energy. Felt like I had to do this. I talk about that hot jock top on a regular basis on this show and felt like people potentially would identify with that. And I'm just like, the moment that I created this, I was like, this is the person who is that total hot jock top, wearing it at Pride, wearing it at Folsom, wearing it at Dory Alley. I see it, I can envision it, and that is where this piece will be. The next red piece is I Heart Foreskin. And as you all know from listening to the show, I'm obsessed with foreskin. I love foreskin. I prefer foreskin. Listen, I will never turn a dick away, but if you present me a dick with foreskin, when you're sucking a dick, there's just way more to play with, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So literally the shirt is like, I heart foreskin. Beautiful, perfect, gets the message across, love it. The next piece is in an orange color, or actually, you know, it's actually the exact hex code of ginger specifically, because what the shirt says is gingers taste better. And as you all know, I've talked about being a ginger on this show pretty obsessively, I would say. You know, I talk about it all the time, something I have to deal with on a regular basis. And, you know, moving to San Francisco and being fully immersed in a community of gay people who are from every single race you could possibly imagine on the spectrum, I've learned that most guys are obsessed with gingers. And so therefore, guys have actually told me that gingers taste better. So I just felt it was fitting. Now, actually, it was named after an episode. So there's that. The next piece is in the exact hex code color of grinder yellow. And the shirt says, your boyfriend sent me nudes on Grindr. Just felt it was fitting. It perfectly describes my life. I don't really feel like I need to explain anymore, right? Honestly, with the old version of the line, one of the hottest selling pieces in the collection. The next piece is in actual yellow. And I did that because most beer is like a yellow color. And this shirt says, never drinking again. And we've all been there, right? Never drinking again. Like, we're all in that moment where we're over the toilet, we're vomiting profusely, you feel like death. And you always say to yourself in your head, never drinking again. And then the next day, somehow you find yourself doing shots with your friends once again. It just doesn't make any sense. But I just felt like this shirt was so fitting for me, my show, the vibe, all of it. It's like, it's called branding. Baby, that's branding. Oh, the next piece is near and dear to my heart. And I did it in like a green color. You know, get the color spectrum all out there. By the way, I have a t-shirt or a hoodie or a tank top version of every single color of the Pride rainbow, obviously to commemorate Pride, obviously to commemorate the fact that I'm fucking gay as a clutch purse on Tony Night. So you get the gist of it. That's the vibe I'm going for with this collection. But this piece in the green is called Bottoms Eat Ass 2, with the little butt in a thong logo right underneath. And this is just my passion project because, like, this is the piece that means the most to me because I am that bottom that absolutely fucking loves to eat ass more than anything else in this world. And I wouldn't have it any other way. So I just needed everyone out there to know that bottoms eat ass too. We do. It's there. The next piece is in the actual hex code of the prep pill. And the shirt itself says, my favorite color is prep pill blue. And then it has like a little actual prep pill next to it. So yeah, love the new design. Love the color spectrum. Love all of it. It's going to be amazing. I am so excited for this piece. By the way, this specific piece, I am fully dedicating 100% of the proceeds going directly to my AIDS life cycle journey. And I will do that from now until years to come. Like every time anyone purchases this shirt, all the proceeds go to AIDS Life Cycle because I believe in the cause so much and I believe this message so much and I believe that everybody needs to understand what PrEP is, why you should be taking PrEP, and why your favorite color should be PrEP pill blue. The next piece is called Certified Jockstrap Inspector in more of that like indigo blue color, but basically it is just that, the Certified Jockstrap Inspector, but then the E in inspector has like a jockstrap like hanging from it. So this honestly is the top seller of the entire collection, the past collection. I really don't know why. Well, okay, maybe I do kind of know why. But it is a very popular piece and you should get your Certified Jockstrap Inspector piece soon. The next piece is in like a lavender purple and it is kind of a political statement and felt something that I felt I needed to say, a sentiment that I needed to endorse and promote. And it says, I'd rather take my kids to a drag show than to a church. And you guys, I believe in that sentiment 1,000,000%. Obviously, this is because of like all the bullshit that's happening, you know, with drag queens and the drag bands and like some states are trying to do their, but it's just this whole fucking clusterfuck of a hot ass mess. And so I just felt like I needed to make my political stance and tell everybody out there that I would rather take my kids to a drag show than to a church. The next piece is in hot pink and it's titled, I'm somewhere in between Twink and Daddy. And obviously you guys, this is exactly where I feel that I am in my life in this moment. Because once upon a time, I was like the hottest little fucking twink that you could bounce a quarter off my ass, all of it. Perfect body, perfect abs, everything. Now, it's not quite there. But I'm not like feeling like I'm a daddy just yet. Like when I tell people that I have a 17-year-old son, they are mind blown that I look this young and have a 17-year-old son. Like, they just don't believe me. And honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. So I'm somewhere in between Twink and Daddy. And I feel like a lot of gays out there can identify with this exact sentiment. The next piece is done in silver. And it is the gay icon. Just felt fitting. I feel like a gay icon. Actually, you know what? Shit, I know I'm a fucking gay icon. So that being said, the gay icon piece was introduced to the collection last year, mid-ish, and actually started selling really fucking well. And so newly designed, newly renovated, get the A, okay, don't get the A, but get the gay icon when you go on the website. The next piece is obviously done in white for a very specific reason, and it's entitled Honorary Cum Dump. Because, listen, I know we've all been there, right? Where you've been, the honorary cum dump. I think I've told the story on the show where I basically went to some kind of a party that somehow segued into an orgy. It wasn't supposed to be an orgy, but I don't know, somehow we got there. And I remember waking up the next day with a very sore asshole and looking in the mirror, not remembering. And I had like, I don't remember, it was like 9 or 10, like Sharpie little checks with like lines through them to create 5 and then more that basically was like all the indicated times that people dropped loads in my ass. I was their honorary cum dump. So I just felt that this piece was so fitting. The honorary cum dump done in white and it has a little drip of cum coming out of the bottom part of the key. So you should definitely check it out. The next piece is probably one of the highest sellers as well and one that I'm most proud of. It's the Poppers Sommelier. And I actually created this design with two bottles of poppers in the design. It's so good, you guys. I love this way more than the original design. It's so fucking amazing. And basically, I am a popper sommelier. I'm obsessed with poppers. I do poppers on a regular basis. If you've listened to the show, you know I went to a sex store, bought 10 bottles of poppers, hit all of them live on the show, and rated them on a sex scale from 1 to 10. And that's the kind of crazy shit that I do on my Gay Exposé podcast. So therefore, I had to create a piece that showcased just that. That's actually done in not only a t-shirt, but a tank top and a hoodie, just for the record. The next piece is the signature Bossy Power Bottom Wear with the ass in thong logo. I created this with a hoodie. I did this one because obviously it's Bossy Power Bottom Wear, so Bossy Power Bottom. I did it in white lettering and black lettering, hoodie, tank, and t-shirt. And that's, you know, obviously it's just because that is the brand, that's the vibe, that's the moment. The next piece is actually a canvas bag. If you guys remember back when I talked about the Bossy Power Bottom Hoe Bag, where you had that bag where you had those six essential items that you carry around with you just in case that hot jock top just so happens to hit you up on Grindr and wants you to come over and fuck him, but you've been at work all day. You've had two meals. You've taken a shit. Like, you're not clean. You're sweaty. You're gross. You don't have time to go home to shower because he says you have to come over in the next 15 minutes or it's just not happening. And this is the hottest guy that you have ever seen in your life up to this point, and you just can't pass it up. So the Bossy Power Bottom Hoe Bag was created to basically carry around your six essential items or just shit that you want to rock around whatever city you live in and just let everybody know that you have your Bossy Power Bottom Hoe Bag. Now, the next two pieces are pride specific. And now allow me to explain. I created these pieces for Pride on purpose. And there basically are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different sayings that are all done in rainbow form. So in other words, the first saying is red. The second saying is orange. The next saying is yellow. The next saying is green. The next saying is blue. The next saying is like indigo, purple. The next thing's purple, and then the last thing is pink. So here are the sayings, and it's done, by the way, in a tank top and a t-shirt. And it says, hit the gym, suck dick, download Beyonce album, hit those poppers, take your prep, eat that ass, fight against HIV stigma, and listen to my Gay Exposé podcast. So all of those phrases are successfully done in the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, indigo, pink moment. Love it so much. Get it now. Let everybody know what you do as a gay man during Pride. And last but most certainly not least is honestly my favorite piece, and one that I have, again, just like the prep pill piece, fully dedicated 100% of the proceeds to my AIDS life cycle journey. And it's the U equals U. And what it says is U equals U. So let's fuck. Obviously, it's created to spark that topic of conversation, to bring awareness to the topic, because, again, something that I've learned that most people outside of my cute little cozy San Francisco gay bubble just don't know about. And the idea and the intention was to create that moment where you do spark that topic of conversation, where you get somebody asking what your shirt means. You can tell them when you're undetectable, you can't transmit the virus. Or if you're on PrEP, you can sleep with people who are undetectable. You can't transmit the virus. Or shit, like, you could just fuck without a condom and not transmit the virus. It's a way to sort of educate people, but also be the inappropriate Wani Washburn that I am. So that's it, you guys. That's everything. I've like cut the pieces down pretty significantly, just sort of kept the ones that did well and got rid of the ones that didn't and added a few. And just the new look is just so fucking amazing. So the next time you get the opportunity, go to RoniWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com and take a look at the Bossy Power Bottom Wear catalog and pick your next piece for your upcoming gay and or pride related event, or just shit that you want to wear to the gym to ensure that when you make eye contact with that hot jock top across the way, you know that when you go to the showers and he goes to the showers, that he is going to fuck you in those showers because of what is on your t-shirt. And by the way, you're welcome. So check it out now, you guys. It's incredible. It's amazing. I'm so excited. Get it before it sells out, before Pride Month, now. So what do we learn today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, gays and straights, hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning, cum dumps, jockstrap inspectors, looking for your next gay walk of shame, all of it. What did we all learn this week? We learned that you need to go to RonnieWashburn.com. right now. That's R-A-O-N-I, washburn.com, and pick your next piece for your upcoming gay or pride event before it sells out. You guys, Pride Month is amongst us. You need to get your shit now. And I really would just love to hear from all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. What do you think of the collection? What pieces do you favor? And what ones could you maybe do without? I would love to hear all of your feedback. Give me a call at the official My Gay Exposé podcast hotline at 415-501-0401. That's 415-501-0401. Call in, leave a message, and tell me what you think. And, you know, honestly, just keep in mind that now we're sharing that line with my second show, Blood is Thicker Than Alcohol. So just make sure you specify it is specific for My Gay Exposé podcast. Oh, God. And with that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Click 5 stars, follow on Spotify, and don't forget to turn on those notifications so that you can catch with of each and every episode of My Gay Exposé podcast right when it drops. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Positive Plus One, all at Exposing My Gay. And don't forget to check out the official show merch line, Bossy Power Bottom Wear, at RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com. And I won't go through that spiel because I said it 4 times on this episode, but you get the gist of it, right? And don't forget to check out the official show website, MyGayExposePodcast.com. And there you'll find any information that you need to know about the show, including the Bossy Power Bottom Wear line. And don't forget to join us next week for another messy, salacious, and relatable episode with me, Exposing My Gay. I'm Ronnie Washburn, and I will be wearing my honorary cum dump t-shirt from Bossy Power Bottom Wear with all of you next time. Expose has been brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Want to know more? Go to bossypowerbottom.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Productions.